Everybody in this room trusts management at this company, right?
Yeah, always. Yeah, 100%.
Not answering that.
Oh, really?
I don't even know them.
I'm being very sarcastic.
Okay. Is producer Boyd the only one at this point now?
Yeah. He should trust them a lot.
I'm not answering that either.
Okay. Are you going to get in trouble for this?
No. I'm just saying, trust is a huge thing you have to have with your superiors.
Mm.
And something one boss did is going viral today because of just how crazy and conniving it was.
Whoa.
It was shared online by one of his employees named Granite. And this all started in the middle of the pandemic when one day Granite's boss just didn't show up.
Just didn't show up. Yeah. Huh?
This is at a pretty terrible time because they were gearing up for the company's biggest project of the year.
Oh man.
The boss wasn't joining the morning Zoom meetings. He wasn't responding to emails. None of the employees knew what was going on.
I'd be worried, honestly.
And they just did their best to get things done without him.
Okay.
So this went on for a full week.
Wow.
After 10 days of complete silence, they finally reached out to corporate and asked them, like, what's going on?
Like, what would we do if our boss just stopped coming in every day?
That's when the group was finally informed that their boss had called in saying he had COVID.
Oh, no.
And he wasn't able to work at the moment. So that was really shocking news. And the whole office started to send him get well soon letters.
Yeah.
They sent flowers and care packages to his house, made sure not to bother him with work stuff.
Right.
But fast forward 3 weeks later.
Okay.
Still no word from their boss.
Whoa, he must have got it bad.
And the team's fallen behind on project deadlines now. They need the boss's approval in order to move forward, and they can't get it.
Oh,
and everyone's starting to wonder, is it possible that the worst happened?
Oh, no.
Like, did COVID claim
I mean, do we put that in the comments or do we? I mean, I don't really want to.
I mean, you put yourself in that situation. Your boss is MIA for weeks. It's complete chaos at work. You have no leadership. You're working overtime and on weekends just trying to keep your company afloat.
Jeez.
Well, you would think you would have heard from their family or something, like in the recovery.
Yeah. Right? Or he could still email you. You know, no offense.
Or something.
Wow, okay.
He's like dying.
Remind me not to get a terrible sickness around
like
Alexis.
Like you're not on your phone to email.
So 5 weeks goes by.
Okay. 5 weeks?
6 weeks goes by.
What?
Seven.
Oh, okay, now
still no
bad.
Word.
Now he, like, better be dead at this point.
Better.
I'm like, bro, it's 2 months. You can't say anything?
After 8 weeks, finally, their boss reappears.
What?
He just comes back?
He logs on to one of their morning Zoom meetings and acts like nothing's happened.
Weird.
Just hey, good morning, everyone. What's
totally chill.
Weird looks on your face.
Yeah.
Did you get a good sleep last night?
Okay. I mean, I guess some people are really private about their medical stuff, right? Maybe he didn't want to discuss it.
He just glosses over the COVID thing when they bring it up, saying like, oh, yeah, that was brutal. But glad to be feeling better.
Oh.
Happy to be back. Let's get to work, huh?
That was brutal. Okay. We'll have a 2-month-long sickness?
Wow.
Okay.
But the weirdest part, Granite says, is his boss didn't look like he'd just gone through a 2-month-long battle with a respiratory virus.
Okay. Like he wasn't like skinny and sickly.
No, actually he looked really well-rested and well-fed.
Oh, no.
Also suspiciously tan. But what can they do at this point? They just move forward. Everyone kind of forgets about it.
Yeah.
He's like, that's what happens when you have a constant fever.
Yep.
Yeah.
It just burned my skin.
Seared me into a golden brown.
Uh-huh.
But then 5 months later.
5 months later.
Granite's sister sends him a TV commercial for a brand new reality show that she found online.
And oh my gosh.
She says, hey, is this guy like a friend of yours? I swear I've seen him and you together before.
What?
And lo and behold, there's his boss in the trailer for this reality dating show.
Oh, he was filming?
And Granite realizes his boss has been lying about having COVID for weeks so he could go out and film this thing.
Oh, wow.
What are you going to do? You're going to go to corporate and be like, okay, listen, I know we're in the middle of a really important project, but I just got a chance of a lifetime with Love Island.
Oh my god!
I would do the same for Love Island.
I mean, it would work. It would go over in our industry, but in like regular people world.
Oh yeah, that's a big no-no. So at this point, Granite has kind of a choice to make. You know, what do I do with this information? Do I let this go?
Report him to corporate?
Yeah, tell my coworkers, corporate, what I found.
Blackmail him for money.
Most importantly, if I want to tell everybody, how do I tell them?
Oh.
Wow, this is very interesting now.
I don't know, but Granite sounds like my type of man. What is he going to do?
Well, that's when Granite had an epic idea. What if I don't tell them? And instead, I throw a surprise online viewing party.
Stop it.
Oh! my God.
What?
I love this guy.
And so he invites everybody in the company, minus his boss, to join a social Zoom event. And didn't tell them exactly what it was for.
Just like a new, hey, come watch this new TV show with me.
Yeah, and so all the employees show up for this social event online, and he does a screen share of the reality show.
Oh, my God.
And so when it starts, they're introducing all the contestants that are going to be on it, and everybody in the company recognizes the boss.
And did he change his name at all?
No, they use his name, and they all clue in where he was for those 8 weeks that he claimed he had COVID.
No.
You'd start doing the back math. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Granted says the best part of the whole thing was that you could tell from the episode their boss was being labeled as the bumbling idiot of the show.
Even better.
So now the whole company knows, and the very next day, Granite's boss got fired. Somebody else on the team got promoted, and now they say the team chemistry is better than ever.
Dude, that is beautiful. That is a beautiful story, Jeffrey. Finally, someone in the world got what they deserved.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't happen very often. I'll tell you, especially in corporate.
I know.
That's true.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Gosh, I'm actually feeling kind of sick, guys.
Are you?
Okay.
I may need to take a few weeks off here.
I'm going to tell you, no love reality show wants you.
What is it, like the Bachelor?
Ouch. Jeez.
That was mean.
I was just going to say Bachelor casting, but...
Oh. Got your phone tap coming up next.